We're looking at Simon Nunches, Hilchas Kriyishma. Let's talk about Sif Gimel, for example. Mishu Onus Kigon Shal Yamashkin Lotz Isladerch. You remember this? Mipnei Gdudei Chayav Alistim. So he's got to go out early. He has no choice. Otherwise, it's going to be too dangerous. So Yuchal Lamod V'lo L'chavin Afilu B'parasha Rishon Afilu Ad Alev Avecha. So he's in a situation where he won't be able to have Kavana because of the Gdudei Chayav and the Listim. Oh, Mibnei Ashayora Shaholchem V'meherav Lo Yamtinu Lo Klal. Or, for example, his transportation will not wait for him. He's got to daven much earlier, and therefore he'll have to recite Kriyat Shema much earlier. So the Mechaber Paskins Yochel Lekrosa Im Birchoseh Mishaol Amud HaShachar. So again, we said that once there's Amud HaShachar, then some people wake up in the morning, and therefore, at least from the perspective of those people, it's called Bikumecha, and it's an appropriate time for Kriyat Shema Shachar. But most people are still fast asleep in their beds, and therefore we would rather him wait until a later period of time, which is called Mishayakir, and not read Kriyat Shema as early as Amud HaShachar, Ola Amud HaShachar. But in this case, where he has no choice, he just simply can't work it out in a way that he can recite Kriyat Shema in Birchoseh at that period of time, which is Mishayakir. So then we're going to allow him to read Kriyat Shema as early as Mishaola Amud HaShachar. And he can even recite it with brachos. Dekevan Shaola Amud HaShachar Shaper Karina Bey Uv Kumecha. We can still consider it as Ubekumecha. And one thing we mentioned last time, maybe we'll get back to it today, is what about Tfilas? What about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis of Bishalbacha? In other words, can you use that period of time for both Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis? It's partially Bikumecha, and that's enough for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, but it's basically Bishalbacha, because most people are still fast asleep in their beds at that point. Or do we get into what's called the Tarti the Sastre, and you can't be Yotze both Kriyat Shema in the same slice of time? Which would mean that you have your choice, you know, either recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis at that time or Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, but not both. Now, all this is a case of onus, which means that he has no choice. There are such mitigating extreme circumstances that he has no possibility of reciting Kriyat Shema after the Zman of Kriyat Shema, which is what we call Mishayakir, which is in Sif Aleph here in this Siman. What about a case of someone who was not Anus, but he decided, for whatever reason, he's going to read Kriyat Shema Mishaol Amud HaShachar? Would he be Yotze? And that's going to be the subject of the Mechaber in Sif Dalet. Now, as far as the Anus situation is concerned, where we allowed him, B'les Breri, has no choice, to read Kriyat Shema Mishaol Amud HaShachar and Im Birchoseh, the question is, what about the Brach of Yotzer Or? Which means that God has created light. Well, where's the light over here? So the answer is that Amud HaShachar is enough light to be considered Yotzer Or. V'gam Shapim Mikri Yotzer Or. Aval Im Eino B'mokum Gedu Dechai V'listim V'gam Ein B'nei Ashiyor Nechpozim Kol Kach. If it's not going to endanger his life, and he has modes, means of transportation, he should not read Kriyat Shema after Ola Amud HaShachar. He should wait until Mishayakir. Im Kra'a, in Sifdal Kra'a, Misha Ola Amud HaShachar, Afal Pisha Lo Haya Anus, Yatza B'dievet. The Mechaber is of the opinion that since Karina Beishapir Uv Kumecha, because some people are already waking up at this early hour, therefore, even if he wasn't in an Anus, he's not in that category. Nevertheless, if he already read Kriyat Shema, he was Yotze. He doesn't have to read Kriyat Shema a second time around. Now the Ramah adds the following comment: V'im kra'ah. Here we'll turn to page 182 below brachos. So he read Kriyat Shema, but he left out the brachos. This is Mishael Amud Hashachar. Then Yachzor Likrosa Bizman Ima Brachos. He'll have to recite Kriyat Shema a second time with brachos. So the bad news is that he's going to require a second round of Kriyat Shema. The good news is that now he could be able to say the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Bishlei Musa with its brachos. And this leads us to Sif Hey. So I don't think we got up to Sif Hey yet. Im nenas velo kara kriyat shma arvis ad sha'ola amura shachar. Ah, maybe we did touch on this. So in other words, it's already amura shachar. He hasn't been yotze kriyat shma shel b'shal mecha. It's kevin shadai lo heinetz hachama up until daybreak. Kori kriyat shma v'yotze v'yidei chovas kriyat shma di arvis. So this is what we call the Tarti Disaster. You cannot fulfill both Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris in the same time slot, one after the other, and say, well, it's B'Shavacha, but it's also B'Kumecha. No, it can't be both. The time period itself lends itself to both. It could be time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, and in a case where he didn't recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, and it's Ola Amud Hashachar, it's before Anetz, he can recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. It's still B'shal Becha. We can consider it B'kumecha in a case of a person who's Yotze L'derech and he's an Anus, and he can recite Kriyat Shema as early as Mishael Amud Hashachar, and he's Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar because it's called B'kumecha. So that period of time, depending upon what you need, is going to lend itself to both Bishav Chav Kumecha, but you can't pile one on top of the other. You can't piggyback Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris on top of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and call it Bikumecha, and at the same time make a statement and declare that this is Bishav. That's what it says in the Mechaber. And it's a Mishnah Bura here, number Chav Dalid. But I think we should wait a little bit until we get to it. The Mechaber in Sif Vav says, "Afal pishas mana nimshach ad sof hashash lishis." So we say that we can give Kriyat Shema 3 hours, right? Because the Bnei Malachim, the princes, wake up a little bit later. If avra shash lishis below Korah, what do we do if all 3 hours pass? So let's say in a perfect morning it's 6 a.m. and now it's 9 a.m. Is kore osa bibirchoseha kol shah revius shushlish hayom. This is pretty amazing because we always assume that the latest time for Kriyat Shema is Shah Shlishis. You could always say that after that he's Kikari B'Torah, but he's saying that you could read Kriyat Shema with Birchos Seah, implying that he's Yotzei the midst of Kriyat Shema. Now he's beyond the third hour, and he says this halacha called Shlish Hayom. So the real end of Kriyat Shema is at the end of Shah Shlishis, which would be Revius Hayom. But we can give him all the way up to Shlish Hayom and add Shah Revius in a situation of lo kra'ah. Now, why didn't he read it during the first 3 hours? Was he negligent about it? Or were the circumstances beyond his control? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chavdalit kra'ah afilu b'pshia. Even if he was absolutely negligent, and he didn't fulfill Kriyat Shema in its perfect time, which means within the framework of the first 3 hours, nevertheless, he can still avail himself of the fourth hour of Shlish Hayom, and he could read Kriyat Shema with its brachos. V'nireh pashut, d'mashe kasev v'lo kra'ah, lav gafgu, v'hu adin afilu kra'ah, sakula mikodem zmano, b'lo birchaseh. So you can have two possible scenarios. Either he didn't read Kriyat Shema during the first 3 hours, or he read Kriyat Shema before the first 3 hours, and he wasn't yotzi, it was too early. El Rabusa Nokta Delo Nema came into Lokra Klala Natagor Yosef. Maybe we'd be more inclined to penalize him if he didn't read Kriyat Shema at all. If he read Kriyat Shema, but unfortunately he read it too early, you know, he wasn't aware of the Shah, that's a halvitzar. But if a person deliberately omitted Kriyat Shema within the framework of those 3 hours, maybe we shouldn't allow him to avail himself of the Shlish Hayom option and read Kriyat Shema the 4th hour. So the Chiddush is, no, even in the case of Pshia, we're not going to penalize him, we're going to allow him to the opportunity to read Kriyat Shema the 4th hour. Not sure exactly what he means. Shah Ravi is the brachos Einon Shaychim L'Kriyat Shema. Whoa. The Mishnah Berurah is changing our whole understanding of this halacha. We thought that in a B'dievit situation, the Zman Kriyat Shema expands. It's like a rubber band. It's elastic. It expands to Shlish Hayom, the 4th hour. No. Kriyat Shema ends with Reviyas Hayom, at the end of the 3rd hour. This entire halacha of reading Kriyat Shema in the 4th hour is only to gain Kriyat Shema b'Birchosel, but that's not really Kriyat Shema. The Afal Pisha Niskina Kodem Kriyat Shema Mikol Kom Lav Birchas Kriyat Shema Hi. The brachos are independent of Kriyat Shema. Shrei Eino Mavarech, I'll prove it to you, for the fact that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah, which would have required Asher Kitzar Mitzvah Sevetzivon. El Arein Kitfila, Leficha Dino Kmo Tfila Sashach Shudak Ad Shlish Hayom. Beautiful. This Mishnah Berurah is absolutely critical. If you haven't read this Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Hey, you don't know what's going on over here.
I mean, it's very applicable on Shabbos day when Minyan and many are later, and the Sosman Kriyat Shema is before.
Excellent point.
And so therefore,
so Sosman Kriyat Shema is at 9, and they don't get to Kriyat Shema until 9:15, 9:30.
And even so I always wondered about the brachos. So the brachos, they do mean something.
Your brachos are b'toras tefillah. And the proof is, there's no Asher Kitzon Mitzvos of Mitzvon. Again, it's a tefillah, but it's sandwiched around or circles around Kriyat Shema in the middle. Kriyat Shema has to be in the middle, otherwise there's no Birchas Kriyat Shema. But your Kriyat Shema now, after the 3rd hour, the end of the 3rd hour, is not a mitzvah Kriyat Shema. You should know that the mitzvah Kriyat Shema either you fulfilled Bizman or you didn't fulfill it at all. But nevertheless, you're going to recite Kriyat Shema in order to facilitate and package the Birchas Kriyat Shema around the Kriyat Shema. Now, what happens in the worst of scenarios? Avra Shah Revius below Korah. Then it's Korah below Birchas Seah Kalayom. Why? Because the Zman Tefillah has already passed. So even though Kriyat Shema after the 3rd hour, during the 4th hour, has the status of tefillah, but beyond the framework of the 4th hour, there's no tefillah. Now, why is he bothering reading Kriyat Shema? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes in Chaf Zayin, I'm skipping a few words, Vakavana, Shetov shikra ena kadeshi kabal of ol malchus shemayim avol eno mechuyov. She eno makayim is a mitzvah say the Kriyat Shema. So what is the point of reading Kriyat Shema after the 4th hour? It's not Kriyat Shema and it's not tefillah. What is it? It's Kabbalah.
So it's
Kabbalah ol malchus shemayim.
And you can do that anytime.
Are you asking as a question or as an answer?
Well, you know.
What?
Both.
No, I was wondering what's at the end of your statement? Is it a question mark or an exclamation mark?
Yeah, more of a question mark.
I would put an exclamation mark. I mean, that's really what we're saying, that he could recreate Shema any time during the day. Meaning, once you pass the fourth hour, there's no difference between the fifth hour and the tenth hour, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. The entire day is a day of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But it's not the tefillah and it's not the Kriyat Shema. So you have to leave out the brachas.
But it's... in practical circumstances, say Shabbos morning, when so he's answering the question, what is it? You know, you're saying that...
You mean you already passed the fourth hour?
No. You're... So what exactly is it? What, you know, this Kriya Shema, you know, what are you
doing? Again, you're within the fourth hour?
You might be past the fourth hour. Right?
Well, if you're past the fourth hour, you're in deep trouble, because then you can't recite brachos.
Oh, well, no. So no, then you have the brachos, but then what is Kriya Shema?
In other words, you're within the fourth hour.
Right, so you have
the
kind of the brachos before.
And the brachos become tefillah. And then, you're still within the frame of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but after the fourth hour,
the question is, what is Kriya Shema then?
The Kriya Shema is only to facilitate the brachos, meaning the Tefillah was formulated with a hub in the middle. It's the Tefillah surrounds Kriya Shema. So you need the Kriya Shema in order to set up this Tefillah. After the fourth hour, it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Yeah. What difference does it make? You know, when he's Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim.
Okay, there could be minyanim after the fourth hour. You have these Chabad minyanim.
So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to reconcile themselves with the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. For that matter, with the Mechaber. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah is not at fault here. The Mechaber says, "Im Orash HaRaviyas, Kora Belo Birchoseh, Kol Ayo." He says the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Chavasayin, Vida, Dimikomakom Parsha Sitzis O Sharei Psukim Shehem Maskirim Yitzis Mitzrayim Echuyiv Min HaTorah Kol Ayom. In other words, there's not only an element here of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, there are other elements here too. And that's Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Then there's something called Parsha Sitzis.
It's like ancillary benefits.
So it sounds like you have three benefits from Kriya Shema after the fourth hour. Number one is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Number two is reading Parshas Tzitzis. And number three is Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Parshat Tzitzit is by reading it's in the kind of mitzvah.
Besides, above and beyond Skiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. I don't know. Maybe you're right. It's just
no. It's he just says it here, but I don't. I know. Zahir, it's Mitzrayim. It's with the shishas. I believe that. And then that's. But I'm just wondering about tzitzit.
Yeah, I think he probably means that tzitzit itself is Zahiris Yitzis Mitzrayim.
I say it's fine.
Okay. We still have a few minutes? Okay. In lo kra ba yom yesh hom sheish lo tashlum bi'arvis v'chem lo kar kriyat shma bi'arvis yesh tashlum bi'yom yesh cholik. So we're more familiar with the second opinion here. There's no such thing as tashlumin. And even according to the first opinion, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Eina kavana sheyotzi de kriyat shma. It's after this mind of kriyat shma, elu kikorei ba Torah. So this is a Kriyas HaTorah that has a special status. I mean, you could always say, let me learn any part of the Torah. But there's a special emphasis here on reading the Parshiyos of Kriyat Shema. And that's a kiyum unto itself of Kori Batorah. Let's take a look at Nun Tes. At least we'll try to get a little bit of a beginning. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshes, Tiknu Lahazkir Midas Laila Bayom. In other words, you might ask the question, why Borei Choshech? We're talking about the bracha of Kriyat Shema in the morning. So the answer is we have to emphasize Laila even by Yom. And the same thing is we're going to emphasize Yom even by Laila. And why is this? Lahotzi mi lev apikorasim sha'omrim shemi shebara or lo bara choshech. So this is meant to exclude the apikorasim, who have this idea of two gods. You know, one god for Yom and one god for Laila. The Mishnah writes, Tzarech lahafzik bein yotzer ubein or. Ki eichid lo lishtave yotzer ror. In other words, if you combine yotzer and or, you end up with a new word, which is yotzer ror. He doesn't tell you what that word means. Maybe it doesn't have any meaning. The ayin v'ber heite v'shaytru mashakosav od bazeh. Now, what is this Mishnah Berurah miyad? Let's just see where that comes in. Oh, that's all. That's in Beit. So we're now on page, the equivalent of page 183. Imta v'omar asher b'dvaro marav aravim. So now he's reciting Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, and instead he recites the bracha, or at least he starts the bracha that's appropriate for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So v'nizkar miyad, if he reminds himself immediately, and he changes his mind, and he says he enunciates v'yomar yotzer or. Not only that, gam siyem, he completes the chasima with yotzer hamaoros. Yotza. Why? Because he has both elements. He has the element of mentioning Yotza or in the Madbeah Shel Bracha, in the Gufa Shel Bracha, and then he has also the right Siyum HaBracha of Yotza HaMa'oros. Aval im Amar Bidvaro Mariv HaRav V'lo Amar Yotza or. So even though he ends with the right Chasim of Yotza HaMa'oros, but there's nothing in the Gufa HaBracha itself that mentions R, oh, lo siyem yotzer ma'oros, or he was lacking the chasim of the brach that he needed, lo yotzer.
What came to mind here is, I was like, Muhammad, ever considered a Jew being like in the near the North Pole in the winter time when you don't have daylight. Yeah. For that matter,
just then you go by the clock.
Yeah, but I'm saying this particular mistake maybe would not be a mistake because you don't have daylight.
You don't have any daylight.
Again, I don't know the halachas of the North Pole, but okay. I'm assuming that there's a clock that determines whether or not you're davening Ma'ariv or you're davening Shachris. Maybe Rova Olam or something along that line. So I don't think that you would be okay if you switched the bracha. But if you got two out of three of the elements of the bracha correct, meaning you didn't open the bracha exactly correctly, but you did integrate into the bracha Yotzer Or, and the chasim was Yotzer Ma'oros, if you have both those conditions checked off, then you were Yotzer. Im Omar Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech Asher B'dvaro Ma'ariv HaRavim. Oh, so now is the case where he's reciting Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, but he mistakenly begins with Yotzer Or, which is appropriate for Shachris.
But then he finished this is very similar to Brocha Tanena, right? We go on the closing of the bracha.
It seems to me, if I'm reading this correctly, it's not enough that the closing of the bracha was correct. You also have some sort of, you have to have some sort of integration into the gufa shel bracha.
Sure. Yeah.
But why is he not yotze in this case, where he opened up with yotze or uvorei choshech? Lo yotza. I'm trying to figure out why not. He says, Asher b'dvar marav harovim. This I don't know. Can't figure this out. In other words, there's, again, I'm obviously in the dark here, pardon the pun, but there seems to be an inconsistency here in the Mechaber. Because when it comes to the case of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, all we need is two elements. He mentions Yotzer Or, and he finishes the bracha with Yotzer Ma'oros. When he gets to Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, he has Asher B'dvar Marav Arovim, and he also has the Siyum of Marav Arovim. So why isn't he not Yotzer? Could it be because he started with Yotzer Or? I don't know. So again, there seems to be a problem here, which I don't know how to solve. We'll leave it for the time being and see. Maybe we'll. The Rama writes, "V'hu adinim lo amar tchila rak yotzer or im siem mariv aravim lo yotza." So again, what happened here? He did not say Yotzer Or. So we're talking now about Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Im lo omar tchilo rak Yotzer Or. Are we talking about Shachris? He'll just maybe make sure that I got this right here. Again, the Rama says, "V'hu adin im lo omar tchilo rak Yotzer Or."
Can you just explain that to me?
What's
Rock doing here?
He's saying that in the Gufa Brocha he has no mention of Marav Arovin.
Right.
All he mentioned was Yotze Or, which is appropriate for the morning, not for the evening. So even though he caught himself at the Siyum of Marav Arovin, Lo Yotze. Because again, we needed two elements that have to be, two conditions have to be checked off. You need a mention of either Or or Choshech in the Gufa Shel Bracha, and you have to get the Siyum HaBracha has to be correct. So let's go back again to the Mechaber. Im Omar Yotze Or Ubore Choshech Asher Bidvaro Mariv Aravim. So why isn't that enough that he says Asher B'dvaro Mariv Aravim Gam Siyem Arav Aravim Lo Yotze? I don't have it. Avalim Siyem Yotzer Hama'oros Kevan She Pasach Yotzer Or. He must be talking about Shachris.
I think so. He starts off right, but finishes Ma'ariv Aravim Lo Yotze.
Right.
The Rama is explaining.
Right. So what is he adding here? Let's go through the Mechaber one more time from the top. Im Tov Yomar Asher B'dvaro Ma'ariv Aravim Minizkar Miyad V'Yomar Yotzer Or. The Siyem. Oh, I see. So there's a contiguity here between his addition, I'll call it a carrot, if you know what I mean, of Yotzer Or and his Siyem of Yotzer Ma'oros.
The Ramah, I think, is explaining the first part of the...
Wait, just give me 1 minute, Reuven, before we get to the Ramah. But v'yim amar yotzer or ubore choshech asher bidvaro mariv aravim v'gam siyem aravim lo yotzer. Okay, fine, because he's missing that second condition. So let me go back again. I just have to get to Mechaber before we get to the Ramah. He says, avalim amar bidvaro mariv aravim v'lo amar yotzer or so what is he adding here? He just finished saying that if he omitted the Yotzer Ma'oros as the Chasima, he's not Yotzer. So what does he mean? V'im Omar Yotzer Or V'Rechoshet Hashem V'Vam Aram Gam Siyem Arav Arav. Okay, so he doesn't have the right Chasima, is Lo Yotzer. But he just finished telling us that Lo Siyem Yotzer Ma'oros is Lo Yotzer. So what does he say? Siyem Arav Arav Lo Yotzer. I don't understand. He's repeating himself. I think we made some progress here because we're talking about Kriyas Shel Shachar. It's not the way I interpreted it. But now we have a different problem. He seems to be repeating himself. So once again, let's take it from the top. Im tov yomar asher bidvaro mariv aravim v'nizkar miyad v'yomar yotzer or v'gam siyem yotzer ma'oros yotzer. So he has yotzer or in the gufa shel brach. He has siyem of yotzer ma'oros yotzer. Aval im omar bidvaro marav arav v'lo omar yotzer or. So even if he has the siyum, but he doesn't have the gufa shel bracha, o lo siyem yotzer hama'oros, even in a case where he recited yotzer or, he's lo yotzer. So what is he adding now? V'yim omar yotzer or, v'orcho, shasher bidvaro marav v'gam siyem marav arav v'im lo yotzer. Maybe he's emphasizing the fact that he started on the right foot. So we say him Omar Bidvaro. Oh, I see. So there are three paragraphs here, so to speak, right? Three scenarios. What's common to the first two scenarios is that he began on the left foot with the nusach that's appropriate for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So in those cases, can he salvage the bracha? And the answer is yes, he can salvage the bracha, even though he started on the wrong foot, because he adds yotzer or, and the siyum was yotzer ma'oros. But now ask a different question. What if he started on the right foot? V'omar yotzer or. So maybe now he was yotzer, but the answer is no. He wasn't Yotzei, because even though he fulfilled the condition of the Gufa Bracha of Yotzer Or, but he's missing the Chasima, because Siyei Marav Haravim. And that's the additional Chiddush here of the Mechaber. In other words, Lomi Boy, not only is it true that in the case we started with a mistake of Asher Bidvaro Marav Haravim, he's not Yotzei unless he, number one, adds Yotzer Or to the Gufa Bracha. Number two, he's Messiah B'Yotzer HaMa'oros. But even in the case where he started with Yotzer Or, and that would give a certain geshpanka, you know, a certain chashivus to the Bracha, nevertheless, no. That alone is not enough. We still have to fulfill the second condition. So in the first two paragraphs, he's telling you need both conditions in cases where he started with the left foot and he started with Asher B'Dvaro Marva Ravit. And it'll only be Yotze if he has both a carrot, he introduces Yotze Or into the Gufa Bracha, plus he's Messiah B'Yotze Mars. Now in the third scenario, what happens if he started the Bracha with Yotze Or? That would give a certain special significance and status to the Bracha. Nevertheless, no, we still have the second condition, namely, he's got to complete his Bracha with Yotze Or. So Ramah adds that if he only started with Yotze Or, and he ends with Marav Arav Lo Yotzer. Now, does the Ramah add anything to the Mechaber when he says V'hu Adin Im Lo Omar Tchilo Rak Yotzer Or? In other words, If the Havamina was that there's a special chashivus to the bracha based on the hascholas habracha, the psichas habracha, because he started correctly with Yotzei Ma'or, you might say that the reason why the Mechaber passels this, invalidates this bracha, is because in the Guf HaBracha he added a foreign element of Asher B'dvar Omar V'Aravim. Comes along the Ramah and he says even if he didn't add that foreign element, since he was Messiah in the wrong way with Mar V'Aravim instead of Yotzei Ma'oros, He's not Yotze. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at least we have simple pshat in the Mechaber, and the Ramah. Okay, then. So that's what we have. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number Beis Miyad. Dafka miyad da'ainu v'toch k'dei dibur, aval yachak k'dei dibur lo yotza, d'lo koya brocha sheposach, brochato Hashem al-kenim v'chalom, al asher chazav yom yotza or. If there's a hefsek between the psicha and the yotza or, which he needs critically to be part of the guf ha-brocha, then they don't connect to each other. If it wasn't miyad, it wasn't toch k'dei dibur, and the brocha just falls apart. Fine. Now, he quotes another opinion here of the Derech HaChaim that as long as he adds Yotzah Or before the Chasima, even at the end of a long bracha, that's okay. Then in Sifkat and Gimel he writes, V'lo Omar, Perish Af Al Pish Yassim Brochata Hashem Yotzah Moris Kevich Tchilosav Emtzol Shalo Kedin Lo Yotzah. It wasn't part of the Gufa Bracha any mention of the creation of light. Therefore, the bracha is invalid. V'tzorch l'fara l'atzol l'rosh brochat Hashem l'kedim el'cholom kaseder ad achar yotzer hami'oros. So he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha, which is brochat Hashem, which you'll see in the Siddurim right after Baruch. Then in Sifkat and Dalid v'hu adin Yosef, the nobody questions the chasima. That's critical. So again, When the Mechaber writes Olo Siem Yotzama Oros, he means that the Chasima of Yotzama Oros is absolutely critical, and it's not dependent upon whether he started with Asher Bidvar Marv Ravim or he started with Yotzer Or. As we discussed earlier, in both cases he must have a Chasima that's absolutely critical of Yotzer Hami Oros. Okay, then we'll stop here. There's a lot more, but we ran out of time.